Okay, let's all do a USP, please. Repeat after me. Or if you have a sin, go ahead and do your CRB, please. But Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I am not aware of any sins.
I am not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1 9.
according to 1 John 1 9.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to change it up a little bit this time. We're going to go ahead and Pastor James wants to do a review on the teaching, and then he wants us to worship as our hearing and doing
Exactly.
and putting it into practice.
Okay, we'll start with B then. So remember, as we talked about on Sunday, praise stills the avenger, okay? And still means to cause the enemy or punisher or avenger to cease, desist, and stop. So when we praise, the avenger stops from us, okay? And
You want to do this yourself then?
great.
Okay.
As you talked about, children have perfect praise. So just need to just get into it and let God do what He wants to do. One of the most powerful weapons we have against our enemy is perfected praise to God out loud. Now, praying praise and worship is great, but singing is when you are praising Him. That's how He gets into your heart. After. Okay. And if you're calling for a time to pray and fast, Jehoshaphat, so anyway, after calling for a time to pray and fast because of the multitude of the enemy against them, a much larger, actually three armies were coming against them, King Jehoshaphat sought God what to do. And after praying and fasting, God told him to send the praisers out ahead of them. Okay, stop. And after the prayer and fasting, God gave King Jehoshaphat a specific answer through a Levite priest, a prophetic word. And God said, "This is what the Lord says: Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Now, as I said earlier, almost everybody raised their hand and said, "Who's facing a challenge today?" Okay, we all are. Why? Because we have an enemy. Enemy's called Satan. Okay, but we are not to be afraid or discouraged. It doesn't matter how big it seems against us or how unbelievable the obstacle seems we're facing. The battle is not ours, but God's. Is there nothing? There is nothing too big for God to handle. Okay. So then God told me, do not need to fight in this battle. Now let's remember this. We do not fight the way the world fights. Okay. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. When God is with us, we cannot lose. Yeah, I remember what Abraham Lincoln said at the height of the Civil War. It does not matter that God is on our side. What matters is that we are on God's side. Okay. So do not be fear or be dismayed, for tomorrow go out against your enemy, for the Lord is with you. Okay. Then Jehoshaphat put the praisers in front of his army to sing praises to God, singing, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." That's all they did. They were singing, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." And they praise him. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of the three armies invading Judah. And they were all defeated. Now, three armies slaughtered themselves. Okay. And then the Israelites were able to carry off all the plunder. And it took 3 days to gather up all the plunder because there was that much for them to carry. Then they had to transport it back. I mean, it was a big job, but it was all theirs for the taking.
second.
Okay, thanks. A couple adjustments on the screen there. Okay. Great. Now, this is what I believe. The enemy was so confused, they started to fight one another, and every one of them died. We got just like when God defeated Pharaoh's army. Says in Exodus 14, 24 to 25, early in the morning, the Lord looked down upon the Egyptian army from the pillar of fire and cloud, threw them into confusion. Their chariot wheels began to come off, making their chariots impossible to drive. Let's get out of here, the Egyptian shouted. The Lord is fighting for Israel against us. Now, that's what we want our enemies to say. The Lord is fighting for them against us. They know they cannot defeat the Lord. The demons know they cannot defeat the Lord. If you get the Lord fighting with you, you will win. Now, the Tower of Babel, okay? What did they say? Come, let's go down there and confuse their language, that they never understand one another's speech. So God confuses the enemy. You know, one of the things the United States is very good at is confusing the enemy. We do things they can't understand or explain. And we often win a lot of battles that way. When God promised Moses, he put confusion on all his enemies to cause them to be defeated. Deuteronomy 7, 23 to 24. Moses spoke about the victory the Lord would grant the Israelites over their enemies if they obeyed him. He said, but the Lord your God will hand them over to you. He would throw them into complete confusion until they are destroyed. So whatever's coming about you.
Or against you.
Thank you. Whatever's coming against you, the idea here is to get that demonic challenge confused. And confused till they're destroyed or taken away from you or get their hands off you. Okay? He, God, will put kings in your power and erase their names from the face of the earth. No one will be able to stand against you, and you will destroy them all. Now, we don't go into physical battle these days. I understand that. But we are in spiritual battle. And the concepts work the same because it's the word of God. No demon will stand against you. Okay? No demon will stand against you. No demon, devil, or evil spirit. Okay? Jehoshaphat and the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully. The Lord supernaturally defeated three armies. The fear of God came upon all the surrounding kingdoms when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. I'm going to repeat that part. The fear of God came upon all the surrounding kingdoms when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. Okay. When God is with you that much, when you're that strong in the Lord, when your anointing is that strong, the enemy backs away. Okay? You remember when the two spies found Rahab at Jericho? And she says, basically I'm paraphrasing, what took you so long? We were so afraid of you because we heard what your God had done to Egypt. Okay? Jericho was theirs for the taking 40 years sooner. They just didn't know it. Okay. Our job is to let you know that whatever challenge is coming against you, God is with you, and you have, current tense, have the victory. Okay. Now, that's all Old Testament. Let's talk about praising in the New Testament, Acts 16, 25 to 26. But about midnight, as Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and other prisoners were listening to them, suddenly there was a great earthquake, as the very foundations of prison were shaken, and at once all the doors were open, and everyone's shackles were unfastened. So they're in jail, wrongfully imprisoned. They're not whining, complaining. They are praising God, because praising God is what's going to set them free. All the challenges, all the complaints, all the, oh, they shouldn't do this to me, doesn't do it. They praise God. So what happens? Not only is the jail doors open, the shackles off their arms and legs fell off. An earthquake wouldn't do that naturally. But the shackles fell off. And because of that, fantastic church was started. And we know that the prison warden, or what do you call him?
Yeah.
Became saved. And I'd have to believe that a lot of those prisoners that saw what happened gave their life to the Lord that day too. Like, that doesn't say that in the Bible, but it just makes sense to me. Okay. All right.
Can I add something?
Sure.
Okay. So whatever challenges you're going through right now, it's a shackle. And the anointing of God breaks yokes of what? Bondage. Bondage could be considered a shackle. And so when we're praising God, it welcomes the Holy Spirit, which means the anointing is there, breaking yokes of bondage and removing and destroying those shackles. So when we praise God, it is really an act of warfare. And so we want you tonight to do war against the enemy of whoever's coming against you, whoever's coming against your family, whatever trials and tribulations and pains and challenges you're facing, that we are going to praise God and are grateful people. We're going to give him thanks for what he's already done for us. We're going to give him thanks in advance of what we expect him to do for us. We know that his love endures forever. So he is our Abba Daddy. He doesn't want the enemy to hurt his children. So great is his love for us. Jesus was moved with compassion and he healed all the sick. And so God's love endures for us. We're going to receive that perfect love of God, which casts out what? All fear. So even though we don't feel like praising God, even though we're challenged to be maybe tired, even though we're in the middle of something that's been very depressing or challenging us in any way, shape, or form, or physically you're just aching, or you haven't had a good night's sleep, or you have financial challenges, or whatever it is, and you know what? It doesn't matter what your challenge is. When we perfect our praise by making ourselves sing to the Lord in earnest, from our heart, even though it might be hard for our body to get going, we're going to tell our body that we're going to praise the Lord tonight. We are going to do an act of warfare. We are going to come against the enemy. And so we're going to start by praising God the way they did in Jehoshaphat's army. And we're going to expect to be a suddenly, it says suddenly there was a great earthquake. Suddenly, every shackle that every one of us have been challenged with breaks off tonight as we praise God in the name of Jesus. And so just go ahead and shout this out now with me. I give you thanks, Lord. I give you thanks, Lord, for your love endures forever. I give you thanks, Lord, for your love endures forever. I give you thanks, Lord, for your love endures forever. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go into praise. Praise with all your might. Sing the words of these songs as your act of warfare against the enemy, praising God with all your heart in Jesus' name. Now there's a new song, and I'm going to show you the version of the concert with Elevation Worship joined with Maverick Christian Band. And right after that, we're going to repeat that song with the lyrics bigger so that you could learn it, because it's a great song for you to sing forth and use it as your weapon of warfare against the enemy tonight. Okay?
watching people drive by. T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind. Nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope. Whatever it is you may be going through, his promises. He wants you to know you're an overcomer. Stay in the fight till the final round. You're not going under, cause God is holding you right now. You might be down for a moment, feeling like it's hopeless.
Thank you. praise, is to our God. Come on, everybody, sing hallelujah,
sing hallelujah
to our God.
Glory, hallelujah,
is to our God. Come on, say every praise. Say
every praise.
It's to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up, every praise. It's
to our God.
Every word of worship.
With
one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
Thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For He is good, He is above all things. His love endures forever. So sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise.
Okay, well, in the name of Jesus, I just declare that every one of us has praised the Lord, and we agree with each other that any challenges were like shackles have been loosed and unfastened, and that God has defeated the enemy on our behalf in Jesus' name. And everyone that agrees says, Amen. Are you going to lead us in prayer first?
All right, so let's do a USP, please. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins,
I'm not aware of any sins,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me,
thank you for cleansing me,
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1:9,
according to 1 John 1:9.
Okay, now we're going to have a Lyle and Sharon do communion, please.
Well, thank you, Pastor James, and Karen, for a wonderful time of praise and thanksgiving. I'm certain that what you said is true, that challenges have been broken, and all because of praise. Let's take our element, the bread. Jesus took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Let us now take this emblem of God's love and goodness.
After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Let us partake.
And we agree and receive in Jesus' name, for we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lyle and Sharon.
Thank you very much.
Very good job. We appreciate that.
Okay, I'm going to repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I am prosperous and debt free.
I'm prosperous and debt free.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Everything I put my hands to prospers.
Everything I put my hands to prospers.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I have the mind of Christ.
I have the mind of Christ.
My mind works perfectly.
My mind works perfectly.
What's my saying?
In the name of Jesus. My mind has good memory and recall. Good memory,
recall.
And in the name of Jesus, my brain, my mind, and my body
functions perfectly.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
God has made the words of my mouth.
The words of my mouth.
And meditations of my heart.
And meditations of my heart.
Pleasing to Him.
Pleasing to Him.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am pain free.
I am pain free.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God has promised.
God has promised.
And caused.
And caused.
Me to have.
Me to have.
Sweet deep.
Sweet deep.
Uninterrupted sleep.
Uninterrupted sleep.
Rejuvenating.
Rejuvenating.
And healing me.
Healing me.
And I wake up refreshed.
Refreshed.
Restored.
Restored.
And re-energized.
Re-energized.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I can do all things.
Can do all things.
Through Christ Jesus.
Through Christ Jesus.
Who strengthens me.
Who strengthens me.
And everything I do.
And everything I do.
Is successful.
Is successful.
In Jesus' name. In
Jesus' name.
And in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am led.
I am led.
By the Spirit of God.
By the Spirit of God.
And I have been set free.
And I've been set free.
From the snares of the enemy.
The snares of the enemy.
And nothing of the enemy.
And nothing of the enemy.
Shall by any means.
Shall by any means
harm me.
Harm me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I do not have the spirit of fear.
I have the spirit of fear.
But of power.
Of power.
Of love.
Love.
And a calm.
Calm.
Well-disciplined.
Well-disciplined.
Self-controlled.
Self-controlled.
Sound mind.
Sound mind.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
Jesus. Okay. We've got about 10 minutes left. Let's open up for any conversations. Please unmute yourselves.
I love that Elevation Worship Maverick song.
Oh, yeah. It's a little bit fast. And next time I'll find one that puts the words up a little bit ahead of time. We used to think every praise was fast. Now we don't think it's so fast. I guess the other one was faster.
No,
I just thought it was so uplifting, even if you didn't know it, to see the people in jubilation made me inspired to be more jubilant, you know?
Fastest is Israel Houghton. He's the fastest one I've ever came across.
Yeah, he is pretty fast. Anyway, since Sunday, any praise reports of when you've been praising that you've seen some breakthrough? And if you don't have any yet, I'm expecting them, those praise reports, next week, because there's been some great ones. Okay, Annie?
I haven't really had a breakthrough with a challenge I'm going through, but my attitude changes. And whenever I get challenged, I get discouraged with my challenge. It picks up my spirit.
Okay, great. And before service, you got a great praise report with a challenge you were going through. That was before service even started. So that was exciting. I'm glad you texted me that. So praise the Lord for that. And
who feels really encouraged right now?
Yeah, sure.
Amen. Anyone else want to share?
One more thing to add.
What?
I made myself dance, even though it was challenged to be painful. I still did it.
Amen. That was an act of faith. Amen.
Praise Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, there's an ABCer who texted us, who's usually a night owl. We don't always have our phones on because this was at 12:45 a.m. in the morning. Texted. Just wanted to give you a praise report, Pastor James and Pastor Karen, that God's been waking me up at 6 a.m. to pray at 6:33.
Yeah. Me too.
And we were rejoicing for that when we got up early in the morning. So see, God's doing a good work out there, right?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You've seen this grow. It's a small beginning, but people are hearing, a lot of people are doing it, and they're starting to tag along. It's just starting to grow. A lot of people are not ABCers starting to get involved in this because they know other people are doing it. It's very, very exciting to get this testimony going and see what's happening.
Well, we've been ministering to a lot of different people that are not ABCers, and we're telling them the testimonies of all the things that we've been seeing. And they're like, well, I'm going to get up at 6:33. And so now we have like five new people.
Yeah. Just this week.
Yeah. Just this week. It's very exciting. Wow. So one person was having a meal with their family and had to stop at 6:33 in the morning because they were having breakfast, and said, well, I'm praying with our church, all in support of each other. And so they joined. And so that could be a witness if you're out with your friends or family. And if it's 6:33 p.m., you know, not all of you get up and have breakfast that early, but it's a witness. So don't forget that first Friday, if you're not going out of town for Labor Day weekend, we're hoping you can be able to watch it afterwards. But we're going to try to see if we can keep it on for maybe a couple of days, because we're not going to put it on YouTube. But to invite friends and families to watch this Jesus musical, and it's like a Broadway show. It's like a Broadway play, and the Bible comes to life on stage. It is so amazing. The special effects has won awards and stuff like that. It is a wonderful way to ask friends and families to come over to your own home, watch it together at 6:33. And it's a nice way to invite them and to minister to them in a more welcoming manner. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to be doing this once a month, and we're hoping that this will be an avenue by which you can invite people. Okay.
And if they don't want to come to your house, feel free to send them the link. Let them link on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and We're going to see if maybe we can find out how we can do just that one service or something like that. We'll find that out for you, and maybe we can do an email blast.
Good.
You can invite them to watch it. And one of the challenges is that we, if we have a regular movie, other nations don't want it played. But when we have the password protection on one of our websites, we might be able to leave it on there for a while. So I'm going to try to find that out. So you might have a short window where you could, if you go out of town or you missed it, you could go back and re-watch the rebroadcast for a short window of time, or invite somebody, you know, to watch it. But it, the best thing is to see if you can get together somehow, somewhere on Friday night. 6:33 is when we're going to start, the first Friday of every month. And we will be hopefully seeing you on Friday again. Okay. Anyway, since there's been so many 6:33 praise reports, are there any other new ones that we haven't heard of yet that people want to share that you attribute to praying all together? Well, they're coming in every week. So when you get them, we'd love to hear from you by text or email. Okay. And it's pretty exciting, all the things that God is doing. And, you know, the follow-up on that story, for those of you that were praying for the elderly care facility that my parents own in Cathedral City, they don't live there. They own it and have an administrator and caregivers who work there. And nobody could get in and out because it was totally blocked by all the mudslides and things like that. So I really believe that because the 633ers praying in unison, that God made a way. The mayor somehow found out about it and personally got involved. And then they sent a bulldozer to get the mud out of the way so that emergency vehicles could get in. But it was so dire that they had to get the elderly out of the facility because it was waist high mud. And they were bedridden.
Oh my
goodness. With IVs and things like that. The hospitals were shut down. The roads to the hospitals were shut down. They had to get these people out. So a lot of you saw the pictures I sent that they used the bulldozer, you know, the big, what do you call the front loader, the bucket, and they put
bucket loader
in the bucket. And then they took them out and could take them to the ambulance that was, you know, way, you know, blocks away, and went and got three or four more people to sit in there. That was ingenious. I think all of this was God's timing. And not only that, that night that it happened, because, you know, a lot of things were happening, a policeman was able to be sent to guard the home because the door was busted down and, you know, looters, you know, could have gone in, and to guard the home. And the next day, the Lord brought in the National Guard, and it takes a while for them to be dispersed. They went immediately to that home to help. So I believe that's because of prayer. All those things happening, just one right after another of rescue, of ingenious ideas, and not one of the elderly was injured. Praise the Lord. So thank you for your prayers and your intercession. God's going to continue using you to help with these situations. And I know all of you were probably praying for protection from the hurricane in Florida as well. And, you know, thank God Stephen and Donna reported. Stephen, you want to tell them, because not everybody could hear what you said? Is Stephen still there, and Donna?
Stephen, right there.
Well, let me see if I can unmute you. Sometimes you can't unmute. Okay, can you unmute now?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Donna.
Okay, well, you probably, I don't know. I hope you can't hear Stephen in the background. He's snoring. He fell asleep on the couch. He has to work tomorrow.
We understand.
two things that I wanted to say. Number one, Kristen, she's working for a desk at a hotel, but she was praying long before she graduated that she wouldn't be stuck in the front desk position. But she was planning on staying for a year before she even pressed for anything more. And basically, they came to her and asked her if she was interested in learning about sales. And they invited her to a bunch of conferences in September. Then they, after that, they went ahead and came to her and asked if she'd like to pair up with somebody that's in sales to learn the position. So,
oh, praise the Lord.
Her prayers.
Good promotion.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing was, we got kicked off. We usually watch you on YouTube on Sundays for church, and it was kicked out. It said that it was shut down.
Yeah, we heard about that weird glitch, right?
Do you know if it's fixed?
Yes, it was fixed in about 5 minutes.
Oh, we never could get it back up. We kept trying and ended up going via a different realm.
Yeah, that's why we also have .com, .org. And
yeah, yeah.
So he good. Went, yeah. You're we able got, to reconnect yeah. some other way.
Exactly, we did. We just wanted you to be aware that...
Yes, thank you for telling us. But the good thing is that you guys were safe through the hurricane and all your loved ones too. Thank God.
Oh, absolutely. We had a little bit of wind and rain yesterday, but nothing that we're not used to. It was basically just like a little bit of a heavy storm that we're used to all the time. So it was no big deal.
Well, praise God. Amen. That was good. Good praise report. Hey, Peter, could you close in prayer and bless everybody?
Okay, and just first, I just want to tell you that I saw on the news that bucket loader taking the people out.
And oh, you
it
did?
Was only a couple. Yes.
Cool.
And it was a couple days later that I just found out that it was your parents' place.
Yeah, isn't that cool? My sister showed me the video. Yes. We didn't see it on the news, and then I saw that, the pictures. Yeah, that's cool to see it. That's exciting.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this evening together, for our time worshiping you and sharing together. I speak blessing on every person here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, if anyone wants to stay up for prayer, Pastor Karen, I'll do an after-service prayer tonight. And if not, we love you all, and we'll see you Sunday.
No, Friday night.
Friday.
Friday for the Jesus play. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It's very special. You'll love it.
Hope you enjoyed tonight. Got a lot out of it.
Yeah. God bless. Who enjoyed tonight?
Good night.
Night.
I did.
Night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Love you guys. Love you guys. Bye. 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 Love you. Okay. All right. Who's staying on for prayer? Donna, you want to stay on for prayer? Okay. Deborah, are you staying on for prayer?
Yeah.
Okay. Annie, you're staying on for prayer? Donna, are you going to unmute? Are you still there?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can hear you now.
It keeps not letting me unmute.
Okay. You want to stay on for prayer too?
Yeah, I think I will.
Okay. Hold on a minute.
I'm so sorry. I don't know if you can hear my husband in the background.
That's okay. We it's not that it's not that much, and we get it. Okay, let's see.
It's okay. I can go last.
You can go last. Okay.
Yeah, I'll go last.
Your recording's on.